Leonard White is 49. He's starting a nonprofit. It's a ministry. One of the things he needs to do is build a web page.
And my computer skills is subpar.
He says he needs to catch up on basic computer literacy, how to navigate the web.
Learning how to use Microsoft Word, Microsoft Publisher.
So he's here at the Atlanta Fulton County Library, taking a class on computer basics.
So how many have email accounts already?
There are 7 people here. Most, but not all, have email addresses. They're all in their 40s and 50s. For many, the previous jobs they had never required computer skills. Reference librarian Charles Young teaches the class.
We're starting with the basic, just how to hold a mouse, right-click, left-click, how to pull up a web page, and how to move around a web page.
Young works with people here who are looking for work, but don't know how to use Word well enough to put a resume together.
It's Shift, then the first letter of your name.
He says there are a lot of people who have fallen through the cracks when it comes to tech. They didn't learn it in school, their old jobs didn't require it, they don't have computers at home.
If you want to fill out a job application, you have to go to a kiosk and you have to type it in. Well, if you don't know how to use a computer, that sets you miles and miles apart from anyone.
So there are very few jobs nowadays that you don't have to do something with a computer.
Mary Margaret Garrett is the director of the Atlanta Regional Workforce Board. She says there's not much hard data on how many people are behind or what the effect is on Atlanta's economy because it's a new but growing problem.
We have a lot of anecdotal information. We have the individuals that are actually coming into our career resource centers. Some have a few computer skills, some have never touched a computer.
She says the skills gap is well known. We hear often about the lack of software engineers and developers in Atlanta. But that skill gap exists for jobs in warehouses and factories, too.
Here in Georgia, we still have relatively high unemployment rate.
Diane McCants is the senior director of income at the United Way of Greater Atlanta. She says many of those unemployed have limited computer skills and they're missing out on a lowering unemployment rate.
What you're seeing is across the board, the numbers may be going down, but then what is starting to become obvious are these pockets.
Pockets of populations like those working age adults who lack computer skills. When new jobs do open up, McCann says she wants locals to benefit.
We want to make sure that when those opportunities like a Mercedes-Benz come in, that there is an opportunity for those individuals who live here to be able to take advantage of that.
To do that, they have to cross that digital divide, she says. Librarian Charles Young says people, even in their 40s and 50s, shouldn't be afraid to make the leap.
That's what libraries are for, changing lives. And you have a hands-on process of doing it. And they want to learn. That's why we're here to help.
Besides the library, United Way offers classes, and there are many other programs from the Atlanta Regional Commission, from churches, and other nonprofits. Molly Samuel, WABE News.